Well, welcome to Light of Life Prayer Group. We meet at Newman Center here, sometimes downstairs, sometimes on this floor, sometimes upstairs, depending on when the students are here or not. And so during the summer, there's less students around and we get to get air conditioning here. So it helps out a little bit. One of the things, the song there, Sweet Wind, is just incredible. And it just recalls something one of the students at one of our retreats was talking about. And, God just keeps sending all these blessings to us. They just rains down on us. There is raining outside there right now. It rains these blessings all the time. And what do? We put up an umbrella. we got those umbrellas. We shed those graces that God sends upon us. And what we need to do is take that umbrella down and receive all those blessings from heaven. We thank God. Well, tonight, normally we have a Bible study and a praise and worship session every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. But tonight we have a special teaching. We do this every so often. I'm going to do some of the teaching, but we do have some others that are going to do some of the teaching, too. So one of the things I wanted to... I don't have my pack yet.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. One of the things that we learn in the Old Testament... all about God's faithfulness to us. And, so many stories in the Old Testament how God is so faithful to us. Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, David, Joseph, all those stories. Moses, the people of Israel, God's people, mankind. We're just so, God just keeps bestowing on us all these blessings and so faithful to us. And then he's so faithful that he sends his son to redeem our sins and grant us salvation. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that. In the New Testament, the faithfulness is turned around, and it's our faithfulness now that we need to have. And God doesn't leave us alone. He gives us, he said he always sends his helper for us, an advocate, and we do have that advocate. Out of our baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit, and God so freely sends the Spirit of God to us. And as we mature in life, and we get confirmed, that we have more of that Spirit released, and as we open up ourselves, open our hearts up to that Spirit, we gain more and more. And what do we get? We get more blessings from God. We get those gifts of the Spirit. Always given to us. And what we're expected to do with that is to give that away. So as we receive the Holy Spirit, receive those gifts of the Spirit, we need to give those away and convert our lives to giving those gifts to others and spreading that thing sort of giving others those blessings also, meaning showing them the way to God. In Corinthians, we can read all about the gifts we get. In Galatians, we have St. Paul talking to folks in Galatia, and in particular in book 1, verse 5, he's talking about some of the leaders, the elders of the church, who are doing a real good job there, and they're being really faithful to God. Showing witness about that also to others, and it indicates to us some of those fruits of the Spirit that we gain when we mature, when we use the gifts from the Holy Spirit. We mature and then we get the fruit of the Spirit, and one of those fruits is that faithfulness. So if we turn our lives and use the work with the Holy Spirit, use the Holy Spirit, have the Holy Spirit all about us. Use those gifts. Give those gifts away. Our life gets converted, and our life becomes a life of faithfulness, as well as many other fruits. One of the things we want to talk about tonight here is that in our group here tonight, we have someone who's really exemplified this faithfulness his whole life. and I know I want to tell my little story about how I've been affected and witnessed too by this person. But there's some others here also, so we have several stories, and we're asked to do that. We're asked to share stories with others, and it just builds our faith up. Mr. Jim, I don't know if anybody told you, but tonight we have a tribute to you. So I want to give you a hug first. Bless you, buddy. I'm going to go back to my seat. I've known Jim for many, many years, probably more than 25 years or so. But I really know him real well these last 4 or 5 years. I met him out at the Friary. Many prayer meetings together at the Friary, and these past 3 years in particular, we've continued the Vital Act prayer group, and Jim has been just so faithful to our prayer group. Whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, whether it's icy, he's here every Tuesday night, and I really thank you, Jim, for that. Jim's life, as I have learned from it, has taught me about gentleness and about the love of God. And whenever I talk with Jim about anything, there's always this gentleness and this love of God that just comes through all the time. It's just incredible, and I'm really thankful for that, Jim. Thank you, Jesus, for having Jim.